Anyway, Usher was in the parking lot of his studio when he met Justin. "Hey, Usher, I love your songs," Justin said something like, and then asked him, "Do you want me to sing you one?" "In the parking lot, man." Usher said, "No, little buddy, just come inside. It's cold out." A week later, Justin's mother flew with him for a second meeting with Usher and his people. They also made a trip out west to meet pop titan Timberlake. Before long, he found himself in the middle of a bidding war between Timberlake and Usher's labels. While that was going on, his life changed. Gone were the lazy days of skateboarding with his friends. Instead, his days became a strict regimen of voice lessons and private tutors. He gave up a personal life to pursue what he loves, to make his fans happy. Justin signed with Island Records in October of 2008, choosing to be backed by Usher. Scooter Braun, Usher's manager, and L.A. Reid, a songwriter and record producer, immediately put him in a studio where he recorded his first single, One Time. In May the next year, he made a video of the song wearing a gray hoodie and black ball cap, his arm around a cute brunette girl wearing a black and white t-shirt and denim shorts. He pointed at the camera as he sang, doing his best to just be. Just be, you know? Despite the relaxed, cool look in his eyes, he had a fire inside him that's still burning, man, but it burned so hot back then. On November 17th, 2009, his first album, My World, went platinum. He had 7 songs on the Hot 100 chart, a record number for a debut artist, I'm told. His world got very big, very fast, and based on a lot of